Welcome to B Movie Breakdown, episode number 109. 109.
Buck 09.
109 ain't that fine.
It could be.
This movie we watched this week is not so fine. You'll find out why.
Is it so fine? Is it not so fine? I should blow my mind.
You don't have to blow your mind. You don't have to blow your brains out.
I don't have to.
You might. We kind of felt like we wanted to while watching this movie.
I mean, maybe that's, you know, I'll go out on a limb and say maybe that's a little bit of an extreme comment.
Oh.
But, you know, just make it end.
Yeah, I mean, last episode we watched Nemesis in episode 108. We were super jacked. We were super pumped on Cyborg.
Because you listen all the time.
You listen.
How pumped we were.
And maybe you went on YouTube and watched it.
You did.
And you were super pumped.
Maybe you did.
Maybe you did. Maybe you joined us.
Maybe you didn't.
Maybe you joined us on the B-Movie Breakdown, because I'm Corey.
My name's Nick.
Cyborg Nick.
That's not my name.
And this is a weekly podcast where we find the humor and enjoyment.
It's not my fucking low budget
and lesser known films of the past and present, home of the good, the bad, like this week, the bad, and the what the fuck. Each week's movie will be revealed in the prior episode at the end of the episode, so you two can join in on the madness. So listen in at the end of this episode so you know what movie comes next. We'll tell you a little spoiler. It's horror movies. We're going horror for the month of October, so be ready for that. You can listen to us if you subscribe on iTunes, on our website, bmbpodcast.com.
It's a big if.
Or on Stitcher. Or wherever you get podcasts.
Podcast Addict. That's the app I use, I remembered. It's just, you can get any podcast. It's like just a thing.
Just like iTunes or podcast app on your iPhone or... I don't know. There's a million different podcast ways you can get podcasts.
On your Android device.
Yeah, it happens. You can reach us on our site, or email bmbpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter @bmbpodcast, or on our Facebook page. Just search B-Movie Breakdown on Google and Facebook. And there's an Instagram. Follow us @bmbpodcast. We'll put up pictures of... posters for episodes, I guess.
Put up whatever we want.
Yeah, whatever we want, with lots of little hashtags.
Yeah.
Like 500 hashtags.
You need lots of hashtags.
I'm going to put 500 for every picture.
That's fine. I challenge you to think of 500 hashtags. You will run out past 200. You'll max out. And you'll be like, I don't even know what else to put down. You'll be like, #internet, #electricity.
If I could think of 500 words
hashtag,
to describe this week's movie.
I thought she was going to say 500 words. I'm like, well, I hope we can think of 500 words.
Well, yeah, I can think of 500 words, but I don't think I could think of 500 words we said during this podcast for this week. Because Nemesis 2, Nebula, is the movie we watched. We were super jacked for it. After coming off the heels of Nemesis, we were like, oh, we're going to watch all four Nemesis movies. I can't believe there's a whole series based around this absurdity. We learned that we weren't getting Alex Rain anymore, but we were fine with it. We're like, oh, it can't go downhill. It's got to, you know, go balls out. It's got to be amazing. And maybe it doesn't live up to our expectations of the Nemesis, what we thought universe of Nemesis.
I thought it was a good beginning of a good brand in my life.
Me too. I thought I was going to be like, oh, I would love to have these on a DVD or something.
No, I think I'm more excited recording this intro because I know we're almost done talking about it.
Yeah.
And I'll never think about Nemesis 2 ever again.
Yeah. And Nemesis 2 was a rotten apple.
Because I'm real pumped right now. Yeah. It was a rotten apple with like a bunch of worms in it.
Yeah. You know, the future just got darker. My soul, my brain... My life got darker from watching this movie because I just wanted to end it.
Your life got darker.
Yeah, just wanted to go to sleep.
Yeah, turn the lights off, go to bed.
Yep, turn the lights off.
Let's go to bed, Corey.
I would rather have just slept for an hour and a half and woke up and...
Well, because I know asleep I would have had better dreams about cyborgs than I would have watching this movie.
Yeah,
filmed to be watched when you are awake.
And it's hard to stay awake during this movie, that's for sure. So,
but I mean, cyborgs are cool, though. Can we just stress that again? Like, how I can't point out how awesome cyborgs and robots are.
And this woman who is in this movie, who plays Alex.
Yes.
She's only three movies she's ever done.
I don't blame her.
And in this one and the next one, in Nemesis 3, her name is just Alex. In Nemesis 4, last name.
What's your last name?
Alex Sinclair.
What?
I don't know. I don't know how she gets
Is this movie honestly just like not even anything connected, and it's just like, oh, it's like a sequel, but it's not. It's just like thrown in the mix.
The fourth one, yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's all over the place. Who knows? Who knows? Who cares? We're not watching them. They're garbage. This movie was garbage.
I mean, it was...
Listen to us talk about how much garbage it is. Some good things come out of this podcast. Don't get us wrong. This movie might have sucked, but there's some good things in this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That come out of this podcast. So even though something... it's a little shorter, the movie sucked, but some good things come out. And the next movie we're going to watch starts off Horror Movie Month for October. And so be ready for that. So we're ready for some good B-horror movies to get us through the month of October.
Yeah.
Some scares and some frights and some...
Frights and scares. Lots of story talks.
And William Baldwin.
Baldwin. Get a Baldwin.
We'll get a Baldwin brother. So there we go. So enjoy us talking about Nemesis 2, Nebula.
It's the best of the worst B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst B-movie breakdown.
Because the tone was set, we thought, last week.
If you would like.
With Nemesis. The last episode, we watched Nemesis.
Yeah, and we were so sold on Nemesis. We had intended to watch the next three if we could find all of them. We could only find two, so we had initially decided we wanted to watch the next two. We wanted to.
Yeah. Two and four. We couldn't find three, so we're going to watch two and four.
Yeah.
But sadly, I think we're going to... Well, not sadly. Happy we're going to stop.
Well, I can set the tone, but I would like to hear these reviews you found from other human beings.
So I won't even say the title of this review. I just start off reading.
No, make it a surprise.
Naming the absolutely most pathetic piece of crap in cinematic history is not an easy task. Canada's being so abundant, but Nemesis 2 has been my personal favorite since I saw it. Favorite for most pathetic piece of crap in cinematic history. It was so funny, we had to rent it again the next day. I laughed so hard, I was literally rolling on the floor. Well, that took a different turn than I thought it was going to, because I was not laughing during
this movie. Yeah, I was bored the fuck out of my mind.
This person goes on to say, throughout the whole movie, an overwhelmingly what-the-heck feeling firmly grasps the viewer. I agree with that.
Well,
Because for the first 20 minutes of this movie, we didn't have subtitles.
That's going to cloud everyone's thoughts about how we feel about this movie. They're going to think...
But we got the gist. We understood.
We couldn't speak this West African language, so people are going to say, like, well, if they understood what they were saying, maybe they would have appreciated the plot of the movie. What I would like to say is that I was very pleased to start because it started throwing concepts at me that I could not grasp my head around. Concepts I will steal in works of my own. Would you like to see my version of Cyborg America? You will, because Cyborg America is a thing that exists in this Nemesis universe.
Yeah.
Because...
Why didn't we get to explore it further?
Well, I don't know where your reviews are going to take us, because that one was interesting.
Oh, it was going to take... I mean, he goes on to say, like, I'm utterly confounded that this clumsy home video ever made it to production stage. It's supposed to be a sequel, yet has no apparent connection whatsoever to the first
film. No, my favorite parts are the connections, like the 5 minutes of expository.
Yeah.
Where it introduces me to Cyborg America. The first thing it says, it's off to a great start when the first thing it says is, you know, 73 years ago or 77 years ago, Alex Rain battled the cyborgs.
This person has our feelings down perfectly in the next part of this review.
But Alex Rain lost, Corey. He lost the Cyborg War. Continue.
Well, they go on to mention how, like, Alex is this time is a female, although it took us halfway into the movie to stop guessing.
I don't like that that's going, because it's clearly a woman.
I know.
That's just fucking disgusting. That's just rude comments.
Well, they make the comments themselves in the movie, so it's okay. Other women make the comment to her.
That's not okay.
I'm just saying. It makes it okay.
No, it does not there, make it okay.
They go on to say, there is really no plot at all. It's merely a prolonged chase scene.
That's a fact.
Only it's so slow-paced and senseless that calling it a chase scene makes it sound way more interesting than it really is. There's almost no dialogue, which is just as considering the quality of it. And then the film suddenly just comes to an abrupt end after a blatant action scene with lots of gasoline explosions, without ever really explaining what it was all about in the first place.
No, this...
Luckily, it never gets boring.
What?
They're wrong there.
This is where he's contradicting himself. This is where we start reading the reviews, because this doesn't make any sense. So let's move on from that. Because they're
Nemesis
garbage.
Nemesis 2 is such a perfect mixture of over-seriousness and utter non-intentional wackiness that it's truly entertaining.
It's not even that fucking wacky. Nothing's even that silly.
No.
It doesn't do anything for anyone.
No, this movie was anything we loved out of the first movie.
But it was off to such a great start.
When
you tell me that a man fought the cyborgs and he lost, I'm invested. I'm invested in this. Continue. Okay. And then it starts telling me about Cyborg America and a scientist building a DNA creature, human and hybrid mutant that's stronger and can beat up machines, I guess. But then, like, the machines are after it because of this is how this story works. That's how it always works. That's what happens every time.
Mm-hmm.
And like every time you send someone back in time, this time you send the child back in time. You know, it's like a little reverse John Connor action. And then I don't even care anymore. You can talk. I was going to think about the plot points, and like in a second I would have been out of them, and it just doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter.
It's
Nemesis. The movie Nemesis was a nemesis to my life.
This is true. Apparently, you can watch a version that has 2, 3, and 4 all combined.
Did you find it?
No, I'm just saying it exists.
Well, you need to download that, and I can watch it at home and cry alone. As it just breaks my soul.
But they filmed 2 and 3 at the same time.
Yeah, clearly it was intentional.
And apparently 4 is supposed to go... 4 looked like it was a totally different story. Like,
it went off into a whole
The trailer for 4... We watched the trailers for 3 and 4.
Once we decided we're not going to watch any more.
Because I can't take another... I don't care that 4 is called Death Angel.
You should, though, because that's real cool.
Number 3 is Pray Harder.
Yeah.
But I don't care about that. Or Time Lapse. That's what it said in the video. Why does it say Pray Harder on the internet? They're trying to trick us. The video said...
It did say Time Lapse. Time Lapse sounds like that makes more sense than Pray Harder.
Yeah, along with parts 3 and 4 originally intended to be one entirely big movie.
Oh, good. So, like, I could just put it in so I could sleep for 8 hours and then wake up and go to work the next day feeling refreshed.
Yeah, anything we had, yeah, it just was so underwhelming. It was boring. It was literally people running around in the desert for, like... You can compile probably like 45 minutes worth of this movie of people just running around in a desert.
Yeah, you could chop this down, and I bet it would make a nice 20-minute thing.
I mean, you could chop it down with just the scenes with Nebula.
The movie's
called Nemesis 2 Nebula. There is a bad guy.
He's not... That's to be determined.
He's a cyborg. Well, not even a cyborg. He's just a robot.
Well, we know how you feel about cyborgs, so clearly he's a bad guy. Your prejudice has come out again 2 weeks in a row, asshole.
He's a robot.
He's a cyborg.
A robot bounty hunter.
They didn't say it was a bounty hunter.
They did say it. They said, initiate bounty hunter Nebula. It was in the beginning of the fucking movie.
Oh, he's still on a government contract.
Well, regardless.
Yeah.
The bounty hunter Nebula is going after this DNA child. This child who is made... by the remaining human scientists to, like...
Wasn't it, like, one special guy?
Yeah.
He's, like, a genius dude.
And he made this new DNA strand to essentially create, like, a race of superhumans to defeat the cyborgs. This all sounds like great, amazing things.
Again, these are the things we're being told in the first 5 minutes.
But then, this So the woman who gives birth to this child.
Yes, was chosen to be its mother.
She is being chased by Nebula.
Third time in space.
Takes the child back in time. She dies, ditches the baby in the desert.
Her whole thing, all right, I finally had enough energy to talk about that. Because
her plan was fucked.
When I thought about that, that's when I just gave up and I didn't want to talk about anything. Because this woman gets out of her giant space cube time machine, has a baby in hand, and there's a civil war going on in this West African area. So there's these two rebels that are just there, just two people. And then she sees him, and she immediately runs away when, like, she could have just, as, you know, she could have, like,
you said. I mean, they may have kidnapped her or something, but who knows?
She could have just talked to them. I mean, they're humans. They're not going to be cyborgs. They're all humans.
Yeah.
This is at the point when I cared about humans and cyborg relations in the duration of this film that quickly, I quickly lost interest and gave up all hopes that that would ever be addressed at all. But so then, this woman's been fighting cyborgs in the future. You think she'd be able to kill these two mortal men?
Yeah.
Just shoot them. Kill them. Who cares?
Over with. Done.
Yeah, if you love human life, have a conversation. What's up, guys? Oh, well, in the future, like, robots come. But you can even make up a bullshit story. It doesn't have to be that story. Oh, I'm, you know, visiting from out of town with my child. I just happened to get lost in the desert. Can you send me somewhere? Okay, thanks. But no. She decides she's going to kill him. Tells the baby this is basically what has to happen. It's a baby. Sets it down by a bush. Goes to kill these guys. Kills one of them, then gets murdered. What? What happens? What is that? It's trash, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Yeah.
And then these African tribesmen find the baby.
And the thing is, though, she didn't know that tribe was going to come and find that baby.
Thank you.
So, like,
thank
you're going to ditch a baby in thank the you. Desert and hope it survives because it's superhuman?
Correct. She said goodbye to the baby and left it by a tree in the desert. What's going to happen? The baby's going to fucking die.
Most likely.
So how is that a good plan to save
the
future?
Or the bad people that you're running away from are going to have that baby.
So, like, what was the plan even here? It makes no sense.
Yeah. It's like...
It wasn't like she was running with the baby. She got shot, and then the guys are going to take the baby. Then the tribesmen came and killed the rebels, which would have exposed you to the Civil War. Then they would have taken the baby in. That would have been just easy. I thought of that in a second.
Yeah.
Easy. I mean, come on.
Yeah. It's just... And then you... This is where time gets kind of screwed, because it's like... It's 20 years after that... So the movie originally took place in 2077.
Yes.
Which is 73 years after the events of the first movie.
Which meant the first movie happened in 2004.
Correct.
Which is 3 years after 9/11.
That's not a thing in this universe.
You don't know that.
I do.
What do you think led to the universe where Alex is a cyborg? Anti-terror practices. The NSA.
Well, anyways.
LAPD became the NSA.
Sure, if you say so.
But anyways.
Anyways, so then they travel back to 1980, which was when she's a baby.
Yeah.
So 20 years...
Baby in 1980.
20 years later, which is the year 2000...
Yeah, the millennium.
...is when the movie takes place, which says present day in the beginning, which that's kind of fucked up because when the movie came out, it was like 93 or 94.
So they already had said it in the future a little bit.
Yeah, but they shouldn't have said present day. It should have said 2004. Or no. 2000.
Nope. Present day.
Is it present day? Is that now?
It's whenever it is. Yeah.
Whenever you're watching it.
What you do is when you're making, you list specific times and go out of your way to establish a timeline and then just throw present day.
Yeah.
There.
Just fuck everybody. So, like, and then Nebula comes to present day.
He's got
year
a
2000.
He's got a cyborg family to feed. He's doing his job.
And is hunting down Alex, who is this DNA child.
Which is like, what a dumb name to call her, DNA child. Think of something else.
And Nebula is very Predator-esque, not creature-like like Predator, but
no.
Very much, it's a bounty hunter, hunter-like Predator.
They
similar
same
lasers
tactics,
and
same tactics.
Things like that, yeah. So,
same tactics.
They stole a lot of stuff from Predator.
I mean,
even some of the music was very T2-esque, so I can see the T2 mixed with Predator.
You can only bounty hunt so many different ways.
There's a lot of other ways. You can look different. You can be different in bounty hunt.
Oh, you just want to be Boba Fett?
Yeah.
And do nothing?
IG-88.
Ever?
You can just be IG-88. That was a robot. IG-88 was a robot bounty hunter.
I know. Yeah, so, why? Where's that spinoff movie?
IG-88
That's all I want. Just hunting anything.
They're all right. Or Dengar, he's a bounty hunter too.
I want the 88.
All right.
That's what I want. That's the Star Wars prequel I want.
You might get it. You never know. You might get like a Star Wars anthology film with like one, like a Twilight Zone the movie style where it's like a bunch of different stories.
Yeah.
And maybe one story will be by IG-88.
Hopefully it's just like him narrating his life like out of his diary. Today I went after Gorlax on planet Zoran.
No, it'd be like this. 110 110 0 1 1 0 0 1 1 0 0 1 1 0 0 1 1.
They shine through. You just assume that's how robots talk. You just assume they all speak the same language.
No,
you probably assume all robots know each other too. They're all related, right?
The other two.
You're a piece of garbage.
All robots look alike.
Wow. Well, I wonder. This is.
Well, you're probably all like Robot Lives Matter.
Whoa! I'm not making a joke about that. I refuse.
Well, speaking of robots, Nebula, the bounty hunter, in this movie, one, he looks awesome when you can see him. For the most part of the, for a good chunk of the movie,
yes,
you can see what is somebody in the Nebula costume, but there's like this blurriness over him. And I don't know if, you can't say it's supposed to be some sort of like...
I can say what it is, which is his force field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why do we need that?
I don't know, ask Nebula, he's a fucking bounty hunter. It clearly serves a purpose.
It's like, did they not have the full costume the whole time? And they, just like shittily.
Somebody who had no sense of fun probably was like, this thing looks fucking terrible. Blur it up. When it didn't, it was awesome.
Yeah, and we don't get to see it for the last like 20. The last 20 minutes of this movie are actually somewhat decent.
Those are watchable.
Like, when we were watching it, we mentioned, like, if you just turn this on right now,
yeah, it'd be fine.
You'd be like, oh, what's this cool movie?
Yeah.
Big muscly chick fighting this fucking robot.
Yeah.
Explosions everywhere, lasers.
Yeah.
People getting lit on fire. Like, it was, like, all over the place.
Yeah. I would love to edit this movie down to, like, 22 minutes, and I bet it would be fucking awesome.
Yeah. But instead, it's boring as shit.
It's very boring.
It's so boring.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. It's just...
But the point is, eventually the blurriness goes away because that's when he was severely damaged, because that's when he didn't have enough power to channel the energy necessary to power his force field, is what kept him safe.
My favorite part of the movie is when Nebula was lit on fire.
It was good.
Jumped out of like a fucking super tall building on fire
and
holding a gun, shooting his gun.
He had a gun, but it wasn't like a cyborg gun that he's used the whole
fucking
movie. No,
it was a pistol.
It was just a pistol for humans, and he's just holding it. And he's on fire.
It's your average handgun.
That was the first time you see Nemesis without the blur. That's what breaks the continuity. Because, like, why would you film this awesome stunt and then blur it out?
But he doesn't have the blur then, but then he has a blur again one time after that. So it's like...
No, he gets it back. That's the one little, like, oh, it's not there, but then it's back. And then when it gets damaged, it goes away for good.
Yeah.
But, like, that was just
to
show
the
cool
stunt. We didn't even need to have him be damaged and the blur go away. I wanted... This movie's called Nemesis 2 Nebula. I wanted more Nebula, and we didn't get enough Nebula.
Can you please write that review somewhere on the internet? I just didn't get it.
The movie's called this, and we didn't get this.
We didn't get enough Nebula. Didn't get enough Nebula.
Like, I can't even...
And when Nebula talks, he has this cool, like, British robot twangy voice, which makes me think he's just, like, an average dude. Doing his job, bounty hunting, I guess.
I don't think there's a person in that suit. I think it's a straight-up robot. Oh, I'm frustrated because Corey said a thing.
He's a mortal person. He's a mortal thing. All right, fine. We haven't defined if robots are people or yet not.
Yet not?
Or not yet. All right.
Yet not.
Yeah, yet not. Sounds like that's Nebula's brother.
Yet not?
Yet not. Yet not the robot.
Oh, now you're just, all robots just have like silly names, I guess. That's what you're saying. I thought you were all about robot lives, but now you're not like, now you're just all, they just, all of silly names.
I'm not going here. It's Nebula, and he's just a machine who has a brother who may or may not be called Yet Not.
If you say so.
I did say so. So when I said the main issue when I freaked out, because I called him a person, fine. This being, he just works at a job, bounty hunting.
Sure. He
gets paid by the hour.
I don't think so.
You think he's salaried?
No, I think he's forced. I don't think there's cyborg coins, bitcoins involved.
Botcoins.
God damn it.
Got it.
God damn it.
Not yet. Got the botcoins.
There's no Borg coins.
No, because the Borg sure won Hive Mind.
Borg dollars.
Cyborgs. I thought you meant Borgs Star Trek.
We're not talking about Star Trek. We're talking about cyborgs.
Oh.
Psy dollars.
Psy dollars.
Yeah, there were no Psy dollars involved in the bounty hunting business for Nebula.
But, I mean, it was Cyborg America. I think they have Cyborg dollars.
Don't know how Cyborg America's run.
I wish I did.
We weren't allowed.
Because that'd be a fun movie.
We weren't allowed to know these things.
I wish I knew. That would be a fun movie.
Yeah, we weren't. There was no learning of Cyborg America here. We're not going to. The movie we wanted did not exist here.
No.
The movie I wanted was a continuation of Alex Rain and his fight against the cyborgs. I want that my 73 years of cyborg wars back.
I would be a fan of this. Yes, I would.
Instead, shoot me 73 years in the future. Just tell me Alex Rain failed.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, fuck you. You like this first movie? Fuck you.
See, the only reason why I am okay with that is because, like, he couldn't get the actor back. He went on to some much more high-profile films. So how do you make it work? Well, you know, got to throw on some wiggle room. That's all you got to do.
I'm going to tell you more reasons why we're not watching the third one.
Why?
I'm reading the plot summary. You want to know what the plot... It's short.
Yeah, go ahead.
Using footage left over from Nemesis 2...
But they were made at the same time.
Hold on. But they barely filmed like another movie. They just used leftover footage.
I mean...
Using leftover footage from Nemesis 2 and a very thin storyline sees Alex again fighting the cyborg mercenaries in 1998 East Africa. 98? That's 2 years...
It was 1980. No, it was. They went back in time.
They went back to 1980.
Yeah.
And then it says 20 years later.
Which is 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
How are we 2 years behind? Anyways, this time Alex finds that she has 20 half sisters who are waiting for her return to 2077. Central Command wants Alex captured alive and scanned to see if her DNA is a strong and more powerful strain than the normal. But Alex may be too tough for Farnsworth to capture. Farnsworth?
I thought the guy looked familiar. That was Farnsworth in the trailer.
From the first movie?
I thought it was, yeah.
Farnsworth 2.
Man, you're going to deny yourself more Farnsworth? That's a character you know.
Well, can't find fucking Nemesis 2. Or, I mean, 3. We can't find it. We can't find it.
Because it's the best one. Farnsworth, that's a merging
It's the same guy.
That's the merging of the universes. That's the one to watch. That's the cool one.
We can't get it. I can't find a version that's even in English.
Why is this so hard?
But it looked like garbage.
I thought it was Farnsworth.
Doesn't matter if you
thought it was Farnsworth, and then you didn't recognize him, so I'm like, well, maybe he's not Farnsworth. Maybe he's just some other guy. No, he totally was.
Well, here's the plot for 4. Alex shoots again. She has to kill a man, but shoots the wrong one. A high ransom is set on her, so she is visited by some headhunters. Well, she only could sit and wait and hope for a friend's help.
That doesn't tell me anything.
That's the plot summary for... Nemesis 4.
Which is funny because usually I don't want plot summary. Like a movie I actually care about watching, I like to know as little about the plot as possible. But here I am actually looking for reasons to want to watch it, and that's all they give me.
So this says, when a time-traveling assassin kills the wrong man, his associates put a ransom on her head. So somehow she is now time-traveling.
And she's just an assassin.
She's an assassin.
Was this like the pilot for the Alex TV show?
Oh, God.
Where she just time-travels and battles things?
The future has a past.
Is that what it said?
That's the tagline on the poster.
That's just fucking factual. That's real life. The future has a past. The past had a present. The present has a future. And the future is now.
Man, we need to watch Cyborg Cop.
Well, I mean, I'm sure we should.
And Cyborg Cop 2.
Okay.
Yeah, Cyborg Cop looks cool.
That's a good sentence.
It does. or Oblivion. There's all these. I just looked up Cyborg movies. There's so many good ones. They made a lot of sequels to Cyborg, like the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Yeah.
I didn't know they made that many sequels to that. T-Force, that looks cool. Yeah, man, there's a lot of cool Cyborg movies.
Well, that's...
But a lot of cooler ones that we could have watched besides this garbage.
Well, we thought there was four of them, so we thought it'd be fucking tight.
We thought we were in for the fucking ride of our lives.
I was hoping.
Hands of Steel, that looks sick. I would rather watch The Terminators, the mockbuster fucking asylum garbage.
Yeah.
American Cyborg.
Oh, did he live in Cyborg America?
American Cyborg, Steel Warriors.
This is generic words thrown together.
Yeah, Space Hunter Adventures in the Forbidden Zone 3D. The Guyver, remember that movie? The Guyver?
No.
Mark Hamill was in it. And it was about a guy who got like...
Yes, I do.
Fuck! That's what Nebula looks like. Nebula looks like the fucking Guyver. Holy fuck!
You just had an epiphany.
That's what I was trying to think of the whole time.
You were so excited.
Dude, look what the Guyver looks like.
I mean, he has more of a streamlined design. Nebula was more of a mess. But it's definitely there.
Yeah. But Mark Hamill is in The Guyver. That's a movie we should watch one time. Because that's a fucking crazy... There's like a giant... There's like giant monsters in it. One of them looks like a giant gremlin.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's fun.
It's awesome.
That looks real good.
Yeah. The Guyver.
Well, too bad. We're going to have to watch Nemesis 4.
We're not watching Nemesis 4. We're never watching any Nemesis movie ever again.
How disappointing. What a letdown.
It was a letdown. The whole... Alex Payen, you fucking...
Wasn't even a climax. It just went.
You got us. You know what I mean? You got us in.
Yeah. Nemesis
2. Time Guardian. That movie looks sick.
Nemesis 2 is just a big softy, man. Nemesis 1 is a big hard on. Nemesis 2 is just soft.
Metal Storm.
Just flaccid. No good.
Man, there's so many good cyborg movies. Let's just turn them to the cyborg cast.
And, hey, I was thinking about it as soon as you said there's so many cyborg movies.
Space Truckers, remember that movie with Dennis Hopper and Stephen Dorff? And it's basically a movie's just a fucking alien ripoff, but the creature on board isn't an alien. It's like a cyborg robot alien thing.
I mean, you don't have to give me the hard sell on like cyborg cast. I'm okay with that.
Robot Jocks.
I'm okay. I know. That's a good one. I mean, they're piloted, but it still counts.
Still.
No, I mean, no, I throw them in there, correct.
Yeah, we're just going robots.
Yeah, they're all the robots. Same. I understand how you feel.
Yeah. Oh, you know how I feel about this movie? I feel like I have nothing else to talk about this movie. This is another... This is... What is the other movie we watched recently? Where
Left Behind.
Oh, yeah. Left Behind.
Now, if this movie was edited in with Left Behind, it'd still be boring as fuck. So it doesn't... That's a bad idea.
I don't know. If I had Nebula running around on the airplane during... Left Behind.
Can I just have those airplane scenes and then it just cuts to Alex and Nebula's battle like back and forth? That would be funny.
No, I don't even want those airplane scenes because they were boring as fuck. They're about as boring as everybody running around like fucking morons.
Alex wouldn't get taken up from the rapture because she's not even a real human made by God. She'd get the shaft, dude.
So would Nebula.
Well, yeah, no one expects a cyborg to go to heaven during the rapture.
What if he makes it up there? Can we get that movie? Nemesis 5, Nebula in heaven.
At the gates.
Nebula at the gates.
Nebula at the gates. It's like, come on in.
Every time a bell rings, Nebula gets his wings.
Oh, then he starts working for God? Oh, my Lord.
He's a bounty hunter for God.
Oh, Nebula the bounty hunter, the cyborg bounty hunter for God.
Where is this movie?
Oh well, it might be illustrated one day. Nebula the cyborg bounty hunter. God.
Please. Yeah. I need to see that. You can call it
Because I could call it Nebula, right? It doesn't fucking matter, right?
Nobody's gonna care if you call it Nebula.
He's a robot bounty hunter for God. Yeah, and I'm gonna call him Nebula. He's gonna look pretty fucking close to that guy. And he's gonna have wings. And he's gonna run around.
But he only has wings when he's coming down from heaven.
Well, right, that's he descends, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then it just flies away at the end. There we go. That's the if anything
Nebula
came,
dies goes to
anything,
heaven.
If anything came out of this,
Nebula dies, goes to heaven, and then starts working for God.
Jeez.
Oh, hello, Nebula. Welcome to heaven. You want a job?
You want a job? I saw that muscly bitch destroyed you, and you were trying to do good.
The Lord says, I saw the muscly bitch. She's not even one of my creations.
Yeah, this abomination. Well, I mean, essentially, Nebula would be too, because it's a cyborg.
We can worry about justifying that later. It's not important.
Nebula, cyborg bounty hunter for God.
Yeah. I mean, if he is legit cyborg. Well, those guys were all... I still don't understand the first Nemesis cyborgs. They were all just fake, synthetic flesh.
Yeah. So they were cyborgs, like Terminator.
The cyborgs, yeah.
Nebula's not a cyborg. Nebula's just a fucking robot bounty hunter.
He could have, yeah.
He's a straight up robot bounty hunter.
What if he was like one of those cyborgs in like a suit? So like he is a cyborg, but he's in like a robot suit.
So it's a robot.
Basically, he's Iron Man. Skin. He's Iron Man cyborg. He's Ironborg, man.
Ironborg man. Okay.
I'm going through time. Let me put on my cool suit.
Makes sense.
All right, thanks, Nebula.
Makes sense. Well, if anything came out of this episode, we got Nebula. Yeah, it was good. Nebula, bounty hunter for God.
Yeah, and like I'm totally just going to name fucking Nebula, and no one's going to give a shit.
You shouldn't have to.
No, just Nebula.
Yeah, it's nobody cares. Nobody cares. Well, next episode...
Yeah, how long was that? It was only like 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, only 30 minutes.
Nothing else you want to say about cyborgs or anything? Just as quickly.
Well, we're getting to more robots.
All right.
But better robots, hopefully.
Okay.
Because next episode will take place in October. And during the month of October, since Halloween is around that time, the end of the month, we decided to go with some horror movies for the next few episodes. And to kind of... We're linking these movies little bit by little bit. So the link here...
It'll be close to October.
The next episode will be October. This episode will go...
Oh, that's true, man. I'm in modern time.
Yeah.
I had a lot of dates in my head.
Yeah.
So it will be Halloween.
It'll be October when we do the next episode. So...
So are we going to wear costumes every episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
But themed to the movie.
So we're just going to be cyborgs all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just going to watch more cyborg horror movies. That's all we're going to watch. So the next horror movie...
Cyborg horror.
Well, not next horror movie, because this was a horror on my mind and my...
It was a horror bull movie. It was horror, but I put a bull at the end.
There were a lot of whores in this movie.
Wow. Jeez, was she even a woman?
The one lady was a whore. We left out that part, the whole, like, hey, we're women that are here in Africa, we found treasure, and... Here's my partner, but I really don't care about her. I'll sacrifice her death to fuck this black dude.
It doesn't even matter.
And then now this black dude's dead, and I don't care about him. And now I'm going to get in my little buggy airplane and blow up and die.
Yeah, I could elaborate and specify things you said, but I don't even care. I mean, like, I apologize that...
I was like, oh, fuck this black dude, as if, like... Duh, black dude, because they're in Africa, but there were a lot of white dudes running around, so I think they were lacking
because
in their amount of funds they could get to hire any sort of black actors for this movie.
But I mean, like, there was a civil war going on.
They had tribal people.
Yeah, I know.
So, but
yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, he was, I mean, like, right. Well, because she sold out her friend.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, then she teamed up with this guy because he's going to share the fucking treasure. But then, you know, he gets sold out. He just gets murdered. So then he's dead. So then it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. I would love to watch the 22-minute cut of this movie. I should make it and put it on YouTube. See how many views it gets. Since there's every fucking copy in every language you can imagine.
What are you going to do?
Nebula Bridge version.
Nebula Bridge version.
I won't even call it Nemesis. I'll call it Nebula Abridged. And I'll edit it to make sure most footage has him in it. So he's like the main character.
All right.
That's cool.
It works.
Yeah, look forward to that.
So, since October is upon us, we're going to watch horror movies throughout the month of October.
Yes.
And the first one, we figured, why not start with a movie starring essentially the original Scream Queen herself, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
And not doing any sort of Halloween movies, like one may think, or prom night or anything like that, we're going to do the 1999 movie Virus, starring Jamie Lee Curtis, William Baldwin, and Donald Sutherland.
He's Kiefer's dad.
This is true. When the crew of an American tugboat boards an abandoned Russian research vessel, the alien life form aboard regards them as a virus which must be destroyed.
It's intense.
Watch the trailer. It'll get you excited. Watch this movie. It will
get you excited.
Watch this movie. It'll get you excited. The guy who directed this movie really only ever directed this and the Terminator 2 3D Battle Across Time, The Ride at Universal Studios.
Hey, it's all you need.
But he was mainly, for the most, all of his career, a visual effects supervisor. T2, The Abyss, obviously working a lot with James Cameron. Mm-hmm. Ghostbusters, Poltergeist, Batman Returns, Cliffhanger, True Lies, Titanic. Not so many good movies after that. AVP, X-Men Last Stand, Rush Hour 3. But then came back for Avatar, so you got that. So and Kingsman Secret Service. So you get a lot of visual effects things this guy's done. So maybe, that's when this episode's going to go out that we're currently talking right now for Nemesis.
I did it in my head again.
So I don't know what nope. what your issue is. You'll here.
Take that part out.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. So yeah, next episode.
Yeah.
Episode 110.
Yeah.
It's the start of Horror Movie Month for October, starting with Virus, starring Jamie Lee Curtis.
It's the best of the worst.